Yes, because she got divorced from my father, and she said she feel alone over there. There was no opportunities for her, so she decided to come to America. And then me, my brother, and I, we stayed there because we were in high school, still in high school. And then she said, "Well, you're gonna stay here. I'm going to US to work to save money, and then I'll come back." But none of that happens.
Interesting, interesting.
Yes. I mean, she was working and then she sent money to us, so but we weren't saving that money. We were spending everything. So then Mama said, no, you're coming with me, and then you're gonna study here." And we said, okay. So, like after 2 years, my brother and I, we came. And yes, my mom's plan was to, for us, is to start high school here.
Okay.
But then I decide not to go to to high school.
Interesting.
Yes. I was like, no, I don't want to study. I want to work.
Wow. And is it because your mom is your role model and she has been working very hard to provide for the family, or what influenced your decision?
No, I think it was my age. I was kind of, I don't want to do what my mother said. I was like, I don't know how to,
Okay.
yeah, it was not in my age. I
Okay.
think I was rebel. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I said, no, I don't want to do this. I want to work. So I start to work. Yeah, I was I start in a housekeeping in a hotel. I was
Okay.
keeping. Then I start English classes in Chicago. I was there for maybe 2, 3 months. Then I remember I got pregnant.
Interesting. Okay. And this program you started to attend before you joined the ESL program, did you speak beginner level English? What was your English level?
Yeah, no, none. I didn't have enough,
Zero.
zero, yes. So I start from
Interesting.
the beginning, from level one.
But you were able to join the a hotel to do the housekeeping job. How was the interview? Was the interview in Spanish?
Yeah, it was in Spanish. All the ladies there were Spanish speakers, from Mexico, I think, from Ecuador.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them. Maybe I think the maintenance guy, he's speaking English, but oh, and he was the one who cashed our checks. But one of the ladies, the manager, she always translate for us, for everything, even if we speak with the manager, with the hotel manager. She was always there
She was
translating.
interpreting for you for all your needs and all the questions that you had. Interesting. Well, and I want to say, doing a housekeeping job, you don't really need much English, but still, sometimes guests can have questions. And I remember this example from my personal experience when I traveled to Denver about 2 years ago. And it was so cold in the room, and I tried to work with the AC, but I couldn't do anything, and I just let it go. And then one morning I see the lady who cleaned our room, and I asked for the extra blanket. And the minute I started to talk to her and I saw that big smile, I knew that she doesn't understand a word I'm saying. And when I asked her, oh, can I have an extra blanket? And I made this gesture, like I'm shivering, showing her it's very cold. And yeah. She looked at me, she paused for a second, and she said, no. I didn't expect that answer. I was shocked a little bit, but I knew that she doesn't understand any word I said. And I just said, okay, that's fine. Yes. And it was such an interesting experience for me. And now you're saying you did the same job that doesn't involve a lot of English speaking with guests, but still you decided to join the ESL program. And I'm curious why. What was your motivation?
Oh, well, first of all, my family, they encouraged me they were saying always, oh, you have to study English. Even though you don't want to attend to the high school, you need to learn English. And then I said, I agreed with them. And my mom took me to that school because she said that's where she started her English classes. So I went there. She showed me how to take the bus, how to get there. It was on Clark and close to Belmont.
Okay.
Yeah, a Lakeview Learning Center. Mm-hmm. I think now it's closer. It's not anymore there. And then, yeah, I went there. Yeah, like I said, it was like maybe 3 months. Then I said, I'm pregnant. I can't go anymore. So I quit school. Well, after that, maybe like a year later, I said, okay, I have to go again because I don't want to quit at all. I want to learn because I have to go to the doctor and sometimes they speak
Absolutely.
English. So I said, okay. I went there. I went to Truman College and start again. I think I was like in level 3 at that time when I went back. And I like it. It was like I was learning a little bit. Oh, and I remember when you walk in the hallways, they ask you, oh, what level are you in? And I said, oh, I'm in third level. Oh, you know a lot of English already. And I said, no, I don't.
For them, you do, because from 0 to 3, there is like a big gap, right? And they think that you speak English fluently.
Yeah, I was. After the second baby, it was kind of difficult to get a babysitter to go back to school. And that's what I'm going to just learn. I just going to like be like that. Like, if I learn, it's okay. And then, I remember. And then I went to Romero Center. I think it's in Clark and Granville. They have morning classes. And then I start to go there maybe like 2 hours, like 2 times a week for 2 hours. But it was okay. Then I start computer classes over there too. I learned how to use Microsoft Word, like Excel.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the time when your transition started to your CNA career?
No.
No? Okay.
No. No, because after that, in 2010, I decided to move to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's okay. That's a different state.
Yes. Yeah. And then when I was there, I didn't work. I stayed at home with my kids. So, but then I was like, I want to do something. And then I find out, I decided to start my GED classes.
Okay.
So I find Hispanic Community Center. where they offer GED. And after that, I moved back to Chicago.
So how many years did you live in Rapid City?
10 years.
That's a big amount of time, 10 years.
10 years? No, no, no. I think so. No, 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 it was not 10 years, I'm sorry.
About, maybe?
Yeah, about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you moved back to Chicago?
Yes, and then that's where I start my CNA.
Was it influenced by a person or by an event? Why did you decide to pursue your CNA career?
By my mom.
By your mom. I remember you mentioned that episode. We had a discussion about motivation, I think, that night. And you said, my mom is my motivation. And now you're going to tell us why.
Yes, yeah, it's because, well, she started CNA maybe like 20 years ago, because like me, she started doing housekeeping in a nursing home. Then she transitioned to the kitchen, to a kitchen aide.
Okay.
And then I remember it's like, sounds like a funny, but she said, always I was in the nursing home and I saw the CNAs walking around like they don't have nothing to do. She was like,
now she doesn't think this way, right?
Oh, no, no, not anymore. Then she said, I want their job. I want to do what they're doing, because they like, they don't have nothing to do, just walking around.
Take it easy.
Mm-hmm. And then she said, no, now I realize the work is inside the rooms, in the bathroom, because you have to take care of the residents. You have to clean them, help them in everything. And that's like, okay, well, that's funny.
So your mom had a or was a huge motivation for you to pursue or to start truly your CNA career. And you studied this in Chicago. And how was that journey for you?
Well, it wasn't easy at first, because I remember I start to attend school for CNA. It was like Monday, Wednesday, and Saturdays. And then I applied to this nursing home and I told them, you know, I'm taking the CNA classes. I don't know, I want you to give me the opportunity to work here as a CNA. And then the DON, she said, okay, you're going to work, but only night shift, so you can experience how is the CNA job. I said, okay. Then I remember after school, I have to go to work. It was very hard for me because it was from 11 to 7. That was my shift. 11 p.m. from 7 a.m. And then Saturdays, it was hard because after work, I have to drive to Bloomingdale to do the clinical, like the school takes us every Saturday to a nursing home, like to, I don't know how to say this.
Okay.
Like, to train there, how to take care of a resident, how to like change a diaper.
On the job training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some things like that. And it take me like 6 weeks to graduate. And then after that, yeah, it was time, like I said, this job is not for me, because it was very hard for me to take care for one resident. Like, some people are like heavy, and it was like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Wait a minute. After going through all this training, getting your certification, going to school, you said it's not for me.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yes. But then after 1 year doing the night shift, they offered me to transfer to this second shift from 3 to 11. And I said, okay, I think it's okay that time. And it was easy because I get more help from other CNAs, because we were 4 CNAs at the time in that shift. Night shift is only 2 CNAs. And in the afternoon, it was easy because I have always somebody to ask for help. And yeah, I mean, I said, maybe I can still do it.
With the support of other staff.
Yeah.
It is much easier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even with my mom, sometimes she pick up like a shift, like overtime, and she always we work together as a team.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she like always taught me how to do things, like, oh, you have to do this with this person, or how to give a bed bath, how to do a transfer, because it's not easy. Sometimes you can injure the resident, or even you get injured.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I hear back injuries with a back is are the most common ones.
Yeah,
with CNAs. But it's very interesting what you are saying right now. You worked with your mom, and as you might know, there is a stereotype that a wife usually doesn't work with a husband. And mm-hmm. I can transition it to the same concept and ask you, how does it feel to work with your mom?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, I like always work with my mom. And then I was there for 4 years working with her. And then when I decided to go to another facility, to another nursing home, it was kind of hard for me. And I asked her before. I said, Mom, I want to quit. I want to go to another facility. What do you think? And then she said, you know what? Do what is best for you. Don't worry about me. And then I said, okay. Because I remember I have to write my resign letter, and I was thinking about her, because sometimes, like I said, we were working together, and I was what I'm going to do without her.
Yes, and people were probably used to the fact that a mother and the daughter work together, that a team, and probably mm-hmm. they ask you certain questions or ask for certain help. I totally see and understand that. So you changed your employer. You went to a different nursing home. How was that transition for you?
It wasn't easy. Like I said, I was missing my mom.
Of course.
But then I make new friends, and now I feel comfortable working there.
Are you still working in the same place?
Yes.
How many years?
3 years already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it was about the time when you came to my program, to my class.
Yes.
So you spoke English. You had a pretty solid working experience in the U.S. But still, you decide to join another ESL program. Why?
Okay, yes, because, you know, in this nursing home, in this facility, I have seen that people get like promote people like doing another job, like restorative, even and scheduler. And I said, you know what? I don't want to be doing CNA for my whole life. I don't want to be saying that, oh, I've been doing this for 15 years, for 20 years. No, I want to improve. I want to do something else. So that's what I said. Well, in order to do this, I have to improve my English too, because I don't feel comfortable talking in English.
Sure.
So I said, okay. I find out that District 214 offer English classes and GED. And at first I was thinking, oh, I'm going to take GED and English classes, because when I find out, I need two subjects for GED, like social studies and science, I think. And then I said, okay. But then I went to take the test and I start like, well, GED classes are Mondays and Wednesdays, and English are Tuesdays and Thursdays. I said, no, it's going to be a lot of days. And then I cannot be doing overtime. No, no, no. I have to take one.
Which is important as well.
Yes. So I decided to go with GED first. Then I finished my GED in 1 year. Then after that, I take English classes.
That's wonderful. So you're officially a GED program graduate. You have your diploma. Congratulations on that, by the
Thank
way.
You. Yes.
That's a great achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you started your ESL journey. I had privilege working with you for about a year, and I always enjoyed your participation and the ideas you shared, and the fact that you are very brave. That's how I think of you, and you always have a story to share, and you always you encourage people, and I think it means a lot for many people. And sometimes it's just a simple example from your life, like with your mother, right? She was a huge inspiration for yourself, and I'm sure when you shared it with the group, you inspired many people. So being on that English language journey for about 3 years by now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So studying in class, and then taking the opportunity of the online English learning with Engine. So mm-hmm. I remember when we talked about this opportunity, you never hesitated. You said, yes, I want to try this. And you're still doing this right now, and you're very successful. I see all the engagement and high scores. How's that experience for you on Engine?
I like to be in the program. And, you know, and now I set a time to be in the program, to be in the
platform.
In the platform, like I got to work earlier, like 30 minutes earlier, and then I sit down in the cafeteria, and I have my coffee in the side and start my program for there for 30 minutes.
That's wonderful. So you do it how many times a week?
I try to do it every day.
Every day, 30
every
minutes
day.
Before your shift starts?
Yes.
Wow, what a dedication.
Mm-hmm. That's how I do it. And sometimes when I work overtime, like around maybe 7 or 8 p.m., I have time so I can take another 15, 20 minutes in the program.
So do you feel like 15, 20 minutes, that's that sufficient amount of time when you cover, I want to say maybe two, three lessons?
Mm-hmm. Yes, three
yeah.
lessons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find this helpful?
Oh, yes. Yes, I really do. And also I've been taking classes too there. I booked some classes. I did book one class, personal class, in person.
Private class.
A private class, yes. And it was fun. And then I said, oh, I have to find the time to take another one because
Yeah.
I like it.
So what did you like about that private class with a teacher?
Oh, well, it was my first time. She asked me a lot of questions, like what it's my, like what I want to achieve.
About your goals.
Yeah, my goals, and then what I like to do. And I asked her, I told her like I want to improve my English, and I like to in the future be a nurse.
Okay.
And then one time she sent me some like a class to, yeah, like one course to study in the engine platform.
Okay. Yeah. So Engine does have a lot of healthcare courses, and we will see more and more of them coming, no doubt. So the content, the courses you're taking, are they applicable to your job? Do you use the same vocabulary, or does it help overall in your daily operation?
Oh yeah, I try to look things like it's in common with my job, with the same vocabulary. But sometimes like I like things like I try things like for travel.
Sure.
Because like I do like to travel too.
Absolutely. You should explore different areas, because
Yes.
It's not, your life is not just about your job. You go out there to the world and you travel, you cook, you
Yes.
network.
Yes. Listening too, because I want to listen better, because sometimes it's hard for me to understand another people because they have another accent. So I try to, okay, listening. I've been listening to the English radio in English, because this is one thing that one of the teacher, my teacher, recommend. He said you have to listen to the radio in English, everything, TV, music, and that's what I've been doing too.
That's wonderful. And it's so true. It's all about training your ear, like we say, right? Some people compare it with going to the gym and working on your muscles. Some
Yes.
people compare it with taking your vitamins every morning, just whatever triggers you, right? But there is only one recipe to truly any language learning, right? Just practice, practice, and practice. And that's what you've been doing. And it sounds like on many different levels.
Oh yeah, yes. And I've been doing like audiobooks while I'm driving. I like to listen to audiobook. I quit already. I cancel already my Apple Music subscription. The music
Because you're listening to the books, huh?
Yes. You know what? I discovered a joy listening to these audiobooks. Even I start to reading more. I like, oh my God, I put my phone aside and I read at night. I went when I have time in the evening too, and I feel really comfortable, but because now I can read in English, I can understand maybe like 70-80%.
That's very high. That's very high. That's
Yeah.
wonderful. Your hard work is paying off.
Yes, I think so too.
Great. I'm so excited to hear about all the successes. And you are a very hardworking woman, person. You're a wonderful woman and person and mother. I'm just curious, what's ahead? What's the future holds for you? What are your ambitions?
Well, you know what? I don't want to quit school. I'm gonna try to do credit classes right now, because I think the free classes, it's there are helpful, but it's, I think it's not enough for me.
They're very helpful in the beginning, especially when you're new in the country or you're entering careers, you're trying to pick up some English language skills, right? But eventually you want to grow and transition to a bigger goal. And it sounds like credit classes for you.
No, like I remember when I was in your class, I remember you give us homework and like things to do. And I like that. And right now, I don't get any homework. And I said, I want to do something extra. That's what I've been in the engine program. And I've been looking in the internet for like where to practice my writing skills, because that's one of the things I want to improve too. And my mom already told me that maybe you need to move on to the credit classes. That's because that's what she did too. And I'm like, maybe she's right.
Sounds like a great plan. But you find yourself with other platforms like Engine, and it sounds like it's very helpful for you and it's working.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I like it. I really enjoy taking the classes. I like the activities there. Sometimes I don't want to stop.
Well, and that's the whole idea. Engine is created with the idea of social media, right? And we do spend a lot of time on social media. That's not surprising to hear. I definitely feel very grateful that you're sharing all these tips. And I know many people will get encouraged with this. And when you think of an advice you would give Norma, who just came to the United States, what that advice would be? Would you do anything differently as you're looking at this from today, April 28th, 2023, back to the time you came to the US?
Well, my advice is like, don't quit. Whatever happens, I mean, don't quit your dream. Even if you want to learn a new skill, always you have to try to learn that. And I know sometimes life is very difficult. It's right now we're very busy with the kids, with work at home, but still you need to find time to learn English. I always, you know what? At work, they always ask me, Norma, how do you learn English? You speak very good. And I told them, I don't speak good, but I'm still learning. I mean, and you should do too. You should go to school if you want to learn. And then they said, oh, but I don't have time. And I don't learn anything. I've been in English classes. And I told them, you have to keep trying. You have to like listen in English, watch TV in English, or even change your phone settings to English instead
That's so important. It's interesting you say this, because that's what I'm realizing sometimes when I look at people's phones when we try to figure out some things on the phone. And I guess I don't have this mindset, but people do have their phones in their native language, which is normal, right?
Yeah.
But it's a great, great tip. And thank you for sharing that.
Yes. And then I even told them, look in the website. You know, right now, I think last month, Chicago City College were starting the spring registration. And I even told them, no, go to Truman College and register. And then you said, oh, yes, okay, I will.
You know how they say there is a big gap between saying and doing. And you are the person who does. You're not just saying things, I've seen throughout this 3 years of our relationships that you are pursuing things. You are taking the opportunities. You go after them because you have your dream and you have your goals.
Yes.
And that's fantastic.
Yes, like I remember I started in Upton College, but then I didn't stay there because the class were only two person, the teacher and me only. Only two. So they canceled that class. They moved me to a third level class, but I didn't like it.
Okay, because it was too easy for you?
No, it wasn't too easy. No, because I didn't like it, but yeah, because they were like things, I don't know how to say, the teacher wasn't that like for example, like you, I mean, I like how you teach your class. You energetic, you always encourage the students. And this teacher was not like that.
And we are all different. We have different approaches.
I know.
That's totally understandable. But yeah, it can happen sometimes. But you didn't get discouraged. That's the main thing. Because I also know many stories when people, after unsuccessful experiences at the programs, they quit. They don't continue because they didn't like certain things and they don't believe that it can be different.
Mm-hmm. So that's when I decided to go to Triton College, because last year I was in the conversation class, online conversation class. And then I said, okay, maybe they have in-person classes. And they did, they have one. And yeah, it's good so far.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, Norma, for your passion. And I know it comes naturally, but I guess the right way to say, I want to thank you for sharing your passion, motivation, your drive. And I know that you encourage many people. Don't stop doing this.
No.
Keep on going and get your dream.
Thank you. Thank you, Anya.